Good morning and welcome to a special on the road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We're here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, as your Dunedin Blue Jays get set to take on the Clearwater Threshers in the final game of this six-game series. Your Blue Jays have taken all five games of this series thus far after last night's 3-1 victory thanks to an outstanding team pitching performance. Dion Santos looked like his old self, going four innings pitched, striking out eight, and his only mistake of the night being in the form of a solo home run by Jamari Baylor. Out of the bullpen, Trey Cumbie came out and threw three perfect innings, earning his first win for Dunedin, and Nathaniel Perez-Lopez earned his first save of the year, recording the final six outs, including the final two outs of the ninth with the bases loaded and the tying run in scoring position. Last night's win improved your Blue Jays to 16-12 in the second half and clinched the season series against the Clearwater Threshers, who fell to 9-20 in the second half. Taking a look around the league, Tampa and Fort Myers split a doubleheader last night, so we picked up a half game on the Tarpons. Jupiter beat Daytona 5-3, St. Lucie shut out Palm Beach 2-0, and Bradenton edged out Lakeland 3-2. The updated standings now have Jupiter leading the East at 16-12, Palm Beach falling to a half game back at 16-13, St. Lucie back over 500 at 15-14, and Daytona way back at 8-19. In the West, Tampa leads by two games at 19-8, then Bradenton at 18-11. Your Blue Jays are 3.5 back at 16-12, then Lakeland in fourth at 12-15. Fort Myers is fifth at 11-16, and Clearwater rounds out the division at 9-20. Dunedin's got the chance for a six-game sweep here today, and they'll send out Cooper Benson to make his fourth appearance and third start of the year for the Blue Jays. The lefty out of Arizona State has a 4.00 ERA through nine innings of work, giving up two earned runs in each of his last two outings since a scoreless three-inning performance in his first appearance for Dunedin. He'll look to right the ship and give Dunedin a shot for their sixth consecutive victory. The Threshers send out Gunnar Mayer, making his sixth start of the year for Clearwater. The 22-year-old fifth-round pick in 2019 is 1-2 on the season with a 4.07 ERA through 24 and a third innings. He's made one start this year against the Blue Jays, going five innings pitched and two earned runs allowed. A couple roster moves to make note of. They weren't in yesterday's game, but they have been playing in the games prior. Vinny Capra and Will Robertson down here on minor league rehab assignments. Will Robertson from AA New Hampshire and Vinny Capra from Buffalo. And now let's take a look at the lineups. First for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. They look like this, batting first at shortstop, Vinny Capra. Batting second in left field, Will Robertson. Batting third in right field, Gabby Martinez. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth in center field, Roque Salinas. Batting sixth, the DH today, Victor Mesia. Batting seventh at third base, Emmanuel Sanchez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamps. And batting ninth, rounding out the order, playing second base, Raquel Bendicastro. And now for the Threshers, managed by Marty Malloy. They look like this. Batting first in right field, Leandro Pineda. Batting second, the DH, Kendall Simmons. Batting third in center field, Marcus Lee Sang. Batting fourth, the catcher, Andrik Nava. Batting fifth at first base, Micah Yanamine. Batting sixth in left field, Wilfredo Flores. Batting seventh at second base, Jamari Baylor. Batting eighth at third base, Nicholas Torres. And rounding out the order for Clearwater, playing shortstop, batting ninth, Eric Brito. We're going to take a quick break. First pitch should be in about 9 minutes or so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Thank you. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome back to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Good afternoon. We're a couple minutes past our original start time, but we're getting ready here at BayCare Ballpark in beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Special on the road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays go for their sixth consecutive victory for the first time this year, trying for the series sweep of these Clearwater Threshers. Dunedin's taking the first five games, obviously, of this series, and they'll have to beat Gunnar Mayer to go for the sweep here today. It's going to be Vinny Capra, the minor league rehabber, leading it off for Dunedin, playing shortstop here in his third rehab game. In his assignment here in Dunedin, 3 of 8 at the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike to him. 0-1 to start off Capra. Game time starting at 12:03. Gunnar Mayer, the pitcher for Clearwater. That one sent high towards shallow right center field. Coming in is the center fielder, and out is the second baseman, Jamari Baylor. He ends up making the grab for out number one. Let's take a look at the defense for Clearwater in the outfield, left to right. Wilfredo Flores in left, Marcus Lee Sang at center, and Leandro Pineda in right field. Along the infield, third to first, Nicholas Torres at third, Eric Brito at short, Jamari Baylor at second, and Micah Yanamine, the first baseman, with Andrick Nava doing the catching. One up, one down for Gunnar Mayer. Now it's Will Robertson, another minor league rehabber. Robertson has been on a tear here. 5 of 9 at the plate, including 2 home runs. He's driven in 3 runs. Oh, and one, as that one was in the dirt and inside. Mayer kicks and fires. That one sent towards right field. Going back towards the wall is Pineda over at the track, and that's going to be off the top of the wall. Extra bases for Robertson. He's turning around second. He's headed towards third. The throw to third is going to be well behind. That hit the top of the wall, pops straight up. A one-out triple for Will Robertson. The wind blowing in from right field, or else that ball had home run distance. But he's 90 feet away with one out. Second straight game, the Blue Jays have had a runner at third, with one or less outs in the first inning, it being Roque Salinas after a leadoff double and a wild pitch last night. And now Gabby Martinez will step in. First pitch to him is taken up high. 1-0 to start off Martinez. On the year, Gabby batting 297, 10 home runs, 43 RBIs. The 1-0 misses up high as well. 2 balls, no strikes to Martinez. Player of the month in May. Missed all of June on the IL. That one lifted high. That's going to be in the infield. Right side in foul territory is Yanamine. He makes the grab, and that'll be out number two. Two down now. That'll bring up Rainer Nunez, the first baseman. Rainer Nunez leading the Florida State League with 61 RBIs. He had numbers 60 and 61 last night here, driving in a run in the first and in the third. First pitch missed up high. Now Mayer kicks and fires. That one fell back into the netting. Nunez on the year batting 293, 14 home runs. He's unquestionably been one of the best hitters in the Florida State League this season. Third in the league in home runs, chopper left side foul. But he's only hit one in the month of July, as we're in the final day of the month. The 1-2 pitch to him, fouled back. Staying alive is Nunez. One ball, two strikes. Will Robertson still waiting there patiently at third base. Waiting for one of his temporary teammates to bring him home and start the scoring off. Mayer kicks and fires. That one fouled back again. July has been Rayner's toughest month of the year, batting .253 for the month. But he looks like he's starting to turn back that corner. The 1-2, that one misses up high. Roque Salinas, the center fielder, waiting on deck. Seeing if it'll get to him. 2-2. The righty kicks and fires. Chopper left side, foul again. Way out in front, was able to get a piece of that off speed. Nunez will see another pitch. Mayer comes set. The 2-2 again. Fouled off again. Nunez seeing a ton of pitches here. Fighting off some tough ones. Count still 2-2. The pitch again. And fouled off again. Nunez fighting and fighting, staying alive in this count. He's about to see pitch number 10. Two, two once more, and he fouls that one off yet again. Two balls, two strikes. Mayer trying his best to get Nunez out here. And checking his swing, that one down low. And that was pitch number 10, I beg your pardon. So this next one will be 11. Three balls, two strikes, finally a full count. Mayer, the 3-2. That one low and outside. What a walk drawn by Rayner Nunez. He doesn't walk a ton, hardly ever, really. And he just worked probably the best walk I've seen him be issued all season. That's just Rayner's 13th walk of the season. And it keeps this inning going. Runners on the corners, two outs. Now Roque Salinas. Lefty-righty matchup. That one taken off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Salinas. Salinas on the year batting .252. One home run, 25 RBIs. Really good bat-to-ball contact guy. Fouls that one back to the left. Count even 1-1. Salinas, another guy who doesn't really walk a ton. Very aggressive. When he sees a pitch in the zone, he likes to make contact. That one was taken outside. Two balls and a strike. That one, low and inside, a 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike. Victor Mesia, today's DH, he's waiting on deck. The 3-1, fouled right off the edge of the, right off the top of the glove of Nava and back into the netting. Now the count's full again. Second straight full count for Gunnar Mayer. About to throw his 25th pitch of the inning. 3-2. And a foul tip strikeout. Salinas goes down with the runners on the corners, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the home half of the first. No score here at BayCare Ballpark here in Clearwater, Florida. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We'll be back.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right. I do every night. You can call it limelight. I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me frozen the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low.
We're back here, bottom half of the first inning. Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, leads it off. Cooper Benson, first pitch, fouled off. 0-1 to start off Pineda. Benson making his fourth appearance, third start for Dunedin this season. 9 innings pitch, a 4.00 ERA. And that one, trying to check his swing, went way around. 0-2, that pitch inside, got him to chase after. No balls and two strikes. Fouled off right off the end of the bat. Pineda stays alive, 0-2. Pineda batting .238 on the year. Benson, the lefty. That one way up high. 1-2 the count. One, two, called strike three on the inside corner. Pineda's asking for an appeal. And it is changed to a ball. Nelson Fraley, the home plate umpire. Garrett Griffin in the field. Now the count is 2-2 to Pineda instead of the strikeout. And swung on and struck out for Pineda. That one in the dirt. A gross slider by Cooper Benson. And Pineda is out on strikes anyway. That brings up Kendall Simmons, the DH. So that just delayed the strikeout by a single pitch. Out number one of the inning, strikeout number one for Benson. First pitch in there to Simmons, 0-1. Simmons did not play in last night's game, batting .202 on the year, but a ton of pop, 9 home runs. That one in there, quickly down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. That one, he checked his swing on that heater up. Time called and granted to Simmons. Benson, fastball slider, changeup in his repertoire. That changeup might be his best pitch, too. He's got a ton of arm side run. That fades away from right-handed hitters. That one missed in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes to Simmons. Benson kicks and fires. Did he go around? He did not. The count runs full. Full count here to Simmons. Benson working out of the windup, working quick. Fires. Chopper right side. That's going to be picked up by Nunez. Backhands it. Underhand toss over to Benson, covering it first for the 3-1 putout. Nunez originally took a step or two towards first base, realized that ball was definitely going to be to him, and he was the only Blue Jay who could get to it. Turned back around, backhanded it. Underhand toss to Benson for the out. Marcus Lee Sang, the center fielder. On the year, batting 260, 8 home runs, 37 RBIs. Rips that one left side foul. 0-1 to get him started. Went 0-3, 3 Ks. Did draw a walk in that ninth inning. Made it over to third before Nathaniel Perez finished the game off with a ground out. That one in there, now 0-2. Blue Jays as a team struck out 15 threshers last night. And that one in there. Strike three called. Two strikeouts in the inning, a 1-2-3 inning for Cooper Benson. We'll head to the top half of the second here at BayCare Ballpark. No score.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. My light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Oh. The way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby. Never let you go. Oh. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. To the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure, yeah.
We're back here, top half of the second inning. Victor Mesia, the catcher, the DH, leads it off for Dunedin. First pitch by Mayer, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Mesia. Mesia on the year batting 125. But a lot better since being brought back from the complex. Takes that strike outside. No balls, two strikes. Mayer trying to bounce back after getting out of that jam. Cut at and missed. A three-pitch strikeout. Mesia goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Mayer. That's going to bring up Emmanuel Sanchez, the third baseman. Sanchez on the year, 206 average. First pitch, low and outside. Went 0-4 last night. Righty-righty matchup. That one, low and inside. Nick Deschamps, the catcher, he's waiting on deck. Last of the Blue Jays due up in this half inning. That one sent towards center field. not too deep. Out is the shortstop, Eric Brito, and he'll set it all underneath and make the grab for out number two. Nick Deschamps, the catcher. He's playing in his third game since getting the call from the complex. Lefty-righty matchup. That one skips way in front of the plate. Bounces up, hits Nelson Fraley in the shoulder and back to the backstop. One and oh to start off Deschamps. That one in there for a called strike. Evens it up 1-1. Deschamps, 1-4. He's drawn 2 walks. Batting average at .250. On base percentage at .500. That one inside corner called a strike. 1-2. That one hit him. Deschamps gets hit with that curveball, takes his base. That'll extend the inning, bring up the 9-hole hitter, Raquelvin DeCastro. DeCastro stepping in. He went 1-for-4 last night. 2 Ks and a fielder's choice. That one upstairs, misses up high, 1-0. DeCastro batting 161 on the year, 14th-ranked prospect in the Blue Jays organization. That one ripped down the line, foul. A little bit out in front of that one. Would have been extra bases, potentially, scoring Deschamps. But just a tad out in front. 1-1 the count. Mayer kicks and fires. Back working out of the stretch. That one misses inside. 2-1. Top of the order on deck, Vinny Capra. Two-one pitch. Cut at and missed. Fastball up high, got DeCastro to chase after. Evens up the count, 2-2. Wind blowing a little bit in, as I mentioned, from right field. 2-2. That one inside. That almost hit him. Getting out of the way. The count runs full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch, there goes Deschamps, fouled off. DeCastro stays alive, fouled that one right off the end of the bat. We'll try that again, 3-2. Mayer about to make his 42nd pitch of the afternoon. Not even through 2 innings. The pitch, fouled off again. Deschamps off with the last 2 pitches. Has to retreat back to first base. Blue Jays hitters have done a good job of staying alive, fouling off pitches with 2 strike counts. Mayer will try it again. 3-2 once again. Low and outside. DeCastro draws the walk, and that's going to bring up Vinny Capra. Second walk issued by Gunnar Mayer, and that's going to get Vic Diaz out of the Threshers dugout. He's going to have a conversation with Gunnar Mayer and Andrick Nava. Vinny Capra up for the second time. Now he popped out to second into shallow right field, really. Jamari Baylor out with that grab. Capra, 3-of-9 so far in this rehab stint. He's teams working back, trying to get back to Triple A Buffalo. And now it looks like we're about ready. Runners at first and second, two down here. Top half of the second inning. Mayer kicks and fires first pitch, cut at and missed. 0-1 to start off Capra. Capra's played in 8 games at the major league level for Toronto so far this year. He's recorded 5 at-bats, 1-for-5. Come in to, as a defensive replacement a couple times. That one missed inside, 1-1. That one skips in the left-handed batter's box, kept in front by Nava, 2 balls and a strike. Capra's been on the injured list since June 21st. A little over a month, about 40 days. The 2-1. That one ripped towards left field. Going back and settling underneath is Wilfredo Flores. Few steps away from the foul line, and that will end the inning. Blue Jays leave 2 men on base. Again, back-to-back innings. We'll head to the home half of the second here at BayCare Ballpark. Still no score.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted still. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Grounder right back to Cooper Benson, first pitch. Nice snag out there, moving that glove hand to his right. Toss it over to first in time for the 1-3 put out. One pitch, one out. Just 15 pitches in that first inning on the 1-2-3 inning for Benson. Four up, four down thus far, and that brings up Micah Yanamine. First pitch to Yanamine is inside, 4-ball, 1-0. On the year, Yanamine batting 232. Went 0-for-4, 4 Ks. Golden sombrero placed upon his head last night. Had an opportunity to potentially tie the game with bases loaded, one out in that ninth inning. Struck out on 3 pitches. 1-ball, 2 strikes now after that cut and a miss. And the pitch, low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Cooper Benson wasting no time here. Out of the windup, the 2-2. That one sent towards right field, towards the corner, hooking, and that's going to be foul and out of play. Martinez had a bead on it, but it couldn't stay in play. Yanamine stays alive. And we'll try that again. Takes a second, readjusts his gloves. Two balls, two strikes. Benson kicks and fires. That one just off the plate. And now Nick DeShom asking for an appeal, and he gets it. Pitch was called a ball. We go to ABS, and they call it a strike. So down looking is Yanamine. Third strikeout for Benson, and that'll bring up Wilfredo Flores. Flores, the left fielder, third batter of the inning. And that one he sends towards left center field. That's going to be caught out there by Will Robertson. A diving grab saves a hit, and a back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Cooper Benson. Nice play out there by the rehabber, and we'll head towards the top half of the third. Robertson, Martinez, and Nunez will be due up at the plate when we return.
Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions right here at DD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beers, $2 16-ounce beers, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
Back here, top half of the third. Will Robertson, Gavi Martinez, Rainer Nunez all due up for Dunedin. 2-3-4 hitters. First pitch to Robertson. Skips away in front of the plate. 1-0 to get Robertson started. He tripled into right center field. Ended up being stranded at third in that first inning. The 1-0 misses inside 2-0. Robertson now 6 of 10 in his rehab stint. Now it's his third extra base hit. The other two were home runs. That one sent towards left center field. Getting underneath it is Flores. He'll settle and make the grab for out number one. 2-2, Gavi Martinez. He'll step in for the second time. He fouled out to first base in his first at bat. Martinez, first pitch, sends towards left center field. Going back towards the wall is Marcus Lee Seng. That's going to be off the warning track and off the wall. Extra bases for Martinez. He's on second, standing up with a double, and the Blue Jays have another runner in scoring position. Runner at second, one out now for Rainer Nunez. We'll see if the Blue Jays can finally bring that guy home. Back-to-back-to-back innings with a runner in scoring position. Yet to do anything with it. One out here into the third. Rainer Nunez drew a walk in his first at-bat on a really nice at-bat. Saw 12 or 13 pitches. First pitch, grounder left side, backhanded by Brito over to third with it, and they're going to get Martinez. Martinez caught being a little overly aggressive. Just took off towards third, and Brito made the smart play, getting the lead runner. Nunez on first for the second time today, and now Roque Salinas will step in. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch fouled off by Salinas, 0-1. Two down, a runner at first. Salinas struck out swinging on a 3-2 count. That ended the first inning. Mayer kicks and fires that one low and inside. Blocked by Nava. No chance for Nunez to go anywhere. Evens it up 1-1. Victor Messi on deck. One ball, one strike. The pitch by Mayer, that one up high. 2-1 count now to Salinas. Mayer kicks and fires up high again. Three balls and a strike to Roque. The 3-1. That one, fly ball towards right field. Moving to his left is Leandro Pineda. He settles underneath, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays, again, can't do anything with a runner in scoring position. We'll head to the home half of the third, still scoreless here at Bay Care Ballpark.
It's time for the Wawa T-shirt toss. Get up and get ready to catch some free T-shirt compliments of Wawa.
And Blue Jays fans, don't forget today is the wrap-up game of this series against the Clearwater Threshers. Your Blue Jays travel to Lakeland for a week to continue this road trip against the Flying Tigers and will return home to TD Ballpark on Tuesday, August 9th. To start a series against the Tampa Tarpons. Go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here, bottom half of the third. Jamari Baylor
Nicholas Torres and Eric Brito, the three threshers, due up first pitch to Baylor in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. The 0-1 fouled back. Baylor now down 0-2. Baylor went 1-for-3 last night. Solo home run off Dion Santos in the second inning. The only run the Thrashers were able to get across. That one fouled back, staying alive. Baylor batting 136. That was his fifth home run of the year last night. Benson has him down 0-2. The pitch, up and out. The 1-2 foul tip stayed in the glove of Deschamps. And that'll be strike three. Strikeout number four on the afternoon for Cooper Benson. That brings up Nicholas Torres. Torres, the third baseman, did not play in last night's game. First pitch to him, in there for a called strike. The 0-1, that one in there, checking his swing, but that was called a strike either way. 0-2. Torres betting 152 on the year. No home runs, 5 RBIs through now his 37th game played. The 0-2 pitch, that one up high, he takes. One ball, two strikes. Chopper, Benson off the mound with the pickup. Throw in time to get Torres, who was racing down the line. And that's out number two. Second 1-3 put out of the day for Cooper Benson. That brings up Eric Brito. Nobody on, two down. Benson kicks and fires first pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Brito. Brito 0-3, strikeout 2 groundouts last night. That's a foul ball towards the left side. No balls, two strikes. A little bit of a pattern going here for Cooper Benson. He struck out every other hitter. He's gone strikeout, groundout, strikeout, groundout, strikeout, flyout, strikeout, groundout. See if he continues that trend here. 0-2 to Brito. Out of the windup, Benson kicks and fires. That one outside. Benson, the 36th pitch of the afternoon, cuts and misses. Brito down on strikes. 5 strikeouts through 3 innings for Cooper Benson. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. Still no score here at BayCare Ballpark, rather. We'll be back for the fourth inning.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence.
We're back here, top half of the fourth. Victor Mesia leads it off for the Blue Jays. First pitch, fouled off the end of the bat, over towards Emmanuel Sanchez in the on-deck circle. 0-1 to start off Mesia. Mesia, Sanchez, and Deschamps do up for your Blue Jays. Mesia struck out swinging in his first at-bat, now down 0-2 with that called strike. He turns and asks for an appeal. And it is changed to a pause. So the Blue Jays 2-for-2 on their challenges thus far. Count evens up 1-1. A ball and a strike. Mayer fires that one off the inside part of the bat. Ground over to first, taking it, and now stepping on first is Mayer. I'm not sure if he actually stepped on first. His right foot slid. It might have grazed the bag. Garrett Griffin, the umpire there at first base, made the call. Not much of an appeal, so I guess it was the right one. Blue Jays, one up, one down in this inning. Emmanuel Sanchez, the third baseman. He's up for the second time. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Brito. Throw is in time for the out. Two up, two down. Nick Deschamps, the catcher, was hit by a pitch in his first and only at bat. Raquel McCastro on the 9-hole on deck. First pitch to Deschamps, that one taken at the knees for a strike. 0-1 to get him started. The 0-1 misses up and out. The 1-1 pitch from Mayer. That one called a strike outside corner. Deschamps thinking about challenging it. Does not. 1-2 the count. 1-2. Mayer kicks, fires. Cut and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Gunnar Mayer. Through 4 yet to allow a run, but he's 3 up, 3 down for the first time today. We'll head to the home half of the 4th. No score here at BayCare Ballpark.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go. Deepest low, I'll always be around.
We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning. Leandro Pineda leads it off. Second time through the order now for Cooper Benson, out for his fourth inning worth of work. First pitch in there for a called strike on that slider. 0-1 to start off Pineda. Pineda struck out swinging in his first at bat. Five strikeouts through three innings for Benson. Fouled back. That one hit Nelson Fraley behind the plate. Quickly to his attendance is Nick Deschamps. Going to take a second. I think that hit Fraley on the side of the mask. Garrett Griffin out to check on him. We'll take a second to let him regather his thoughts. Deschamps out talking to Benson, trying to give Fraley some more time, and it looks like we're ready to go. 0-2 the count. It will be to Pineda. No balls, two strikes. Benson kicks and fires. That one in there. Called strike three. Slider right of the knees. Strikeout number six for Cooper Benson. One up, one down. Now Kendall Simmons, the DH, he grounded out to Nunez over at first. First pitch in there. Change up. Coming in at 82. 0-1 to Simmons. Benson kicks and fires. Caught and a miss. Back foot slider. Lefty-righty matchup. That slider coming in to the righties. 0-2. The 0-2. That one ripped towards left. Robertson positioned. Didn't move a ton. Took a step or two back, and that was it. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring up Marcus Lee Seng. He struck out looking in his first at bat. First pitch to him. That one popped up left side. That could stay in play. Emmanuel Sanchez moving over towards the wall, and that's going to carry out. Couple rows deep. Takes a few bounces in the stands. 0-1. Just a strike on the scorecard for Lee Seng. Wind might have helped that a little bit. 0-1. Benson kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. 0-2. Benson about to make just his 45th pitch of the game. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. Strikeout number 7 for Cooper Benson through 4 innings. We'll head to the top half of the fifth, still scoreless here at BayCare Ballpark.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a-running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's
the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth inning. Alex Garbrick, the new pitcher for Clearwater, takes over for Gunnar Mayer here in the fifth. 28th appearance on the year for Garbrick, a 3.27 ERA. First pitch to Raquel DeCastro is in there for a called strike. DeCastro drew a walk in his first at bat, and that one fouled off the end of the bat, and that hit Nava right on top of that right knee, I think right above the pad. He's going to limp around a second. Out to toss Garbrick a new baseball as the home plate umpire, Fraley. Nava looks to be in a decent bit of discomfort. Not asking for the trainer. It's going to be an 0-2 count to Raquel DeCastro. 3.20 ERA for Garbrick through 39 and a third innings pitched. He's typically used in later situations, but he's been struggling this year in save opportunities. Just 3 of 7, and we're back and ready to go. The 0-2. That one way up high. Final line for Gunnar Mayer. 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. And checking the swing was DeCastro. Did he go around? He did not. No appeal. That one outside, 2-2. That one in there. Called strike 3. DeCastro goes down looking. Out number 1. Strikeout number 1 for Garbrick. Top of the order back up, Vinny Capra. He's 0-2. A pop out to second base and a fly out to left field. Garbrick, the righty, kicks and fires that first pitch in there for a called strike. Slider at 81 outside corner. That one misses. Evens it up 1-1. Misses, 2-1 now to Capra. Capra, the 26-year-old. Out of the University of Richmond. Born in Melbourne, here in Florida. That one misses low, 3-1. Drafted by the Blue Jays in the 20th round of the 2018 draft. 3-1. That one ripped towards left center field. Going back towards the left field wall. Excuse me. That hits the wall. And that's going to be back into the infield, but a stand-up double for Vinny Capra.
Left fielder Will Rumberson.
Those two young fans out just beyond the fence. We're hoping for that to carry a little bit more. but it landed just on top of the padding, below the chain link on top of that fence. And now another double, another runner in scoring position for the Blue Jays. Now Will Robertson, another minor league rehabber. First pitch, he takes for a strike and asking for an appeal. And it is confirmed as a strike. So the Blue Jays lose that challenge. First one they've lost today. Runner in scoring position, one out. Fouling that one off is Robertson, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The Blue Jays, they've had runners in scoring position, at least a runner in scoring position, in all but the fourth inning of this game. Yet to bring one home. There's a grounder left side. That's going to get through. Capra had to hold up, so he's going to stop at third. And now it'll be runners at the corners for Gabby Martinez. Robertson, 2 of 3 now today. Gabby Martinez, he's 1 for 2. He doubled into left center field. And his last at bat was out trying to make it to third on a fielder's choice by Rainer Nunez. Runners at the corners, one out again here for the Blue Jays. That one skipped. Blocked by Nava, kept it in front. 1-0 to start off Gabby. Blue Jays threatening for the fourth time. Again, yet to push anything across. Chopper left side. That's going to be a potential double play. They're going to go to second in time and safe at first. Gabby Martinez racing down the line, beats out the double play, and the Blue Jays are on the board. Coming in to score was Capper. Out at second was Robertson. The Blue Jays lead 1-0. Now Rainer Nunez, one on two out. First pitch to him is low. He's 0 for 1, reaching a walk and a fielder's choice. Martinez, that was his 44th RBI of the season. Gives Blue Jays a 1-0 advantage. Quick move over to first. Back in time is Martinez. Blue Jays have held a lead in each of these six games of this series. The 1-0, that one outside. Two balls, no strikes to Nunez. Once they've gotten a lead, they've yet to give one up. Again, they are looking for their sixth consecutive victory here today. Grounder left side, backhanded by Brito. Really nice pick. Throw across is going to be up off the chest of Yanamine. He couldn't handle it cleanly. That's going to be an error on Brito, I believe. We'll see how they score it, but it should be an E6. That extends the inning. Runners at first and second now for Roque Salinas. And they call that an infield hit. So Rainer Nunez with an infield single. He'll take it. First pitch to Salinas. That one's sent towards center field. They're going to wave Gabby around. Picked up by Lee Seng. The throw home is going to be offline. An RBI single for Roque Salinas. The Blue Jays double their lead here in the fifth. It's 2-0. Salinas with his 26th RBI of the season. That's going to bring up Victor Mesia. Inning continues. Blue Jays on the board first. Chopper over to third, going to second with it, and in time with the force. So that ends the inning, but not before the Blue Jays can put two runs across. 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom half of the fifth. Nava, Yanamine, and Flores do up for the Threshers here at BayCare Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth. Blue Jays now lead it 2-0. Cooper Benson, the lefty, out for his fifth inning worth of work. Nava, Yanamine, and Flores, the 4-5-6 hitters. That one drilled towards left field. Robertson just out in front of his glove. First hit of the ball game for the Threshers. It's going to be extra bases for Nava. Now a runner in scoring position for Clearwater. No outs here in the fifth inning. First base runner for Clearwater. Benson was perfect through four innings. Now Yanamine. He's up for the second time. Struck out looking on a challenge by Desham. In that second inning, first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, that one low and inside. Just 45 pitches for Benson through the first four innings. It looked really good so far. That one misses out. Now 2-1. See how he handles now pitching out of the stretch for the first time today. That one low and inside. Three balls and a strike. Already the longest outing of the year for Benson. 3-1, that one inside corner. Count runs full now, 3-2, that fastball called a strike. Thresher's trying to answer back after those two Dunedin runs in the top half of this frame. Fouled off by Yanamine, stays alive, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Ended up being the changeup, left it up high. But Yanamine couldn't get the bat on it. Strikeout number 8 of the afternoon for Cooper Benson. Strikeout number 2 of the day for Yanamine. Couple guys loosening up in the Blue Jays' pen. No throwing as of yet. Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder. First pitch. That one lifted into right field. Getting out underneath it is the second baseman, Raquelvin DeCastro. Calls off Nunez right there by the foul line in fair territory. And that's out number 2. So after the leadoff double, 2 straight outs. 2 down now for Jamari Baylor. Runner still standing on second base. First time the Threshers have threatened in this ballgame. Benson, first pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go around? He did, says Garrett Griffin in the field. That slider was down low, but Baylor couldn't hold up. 0-1. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. The 0-1, that one lifted towards right field. Going back to the warning track is Gabby Martinez, settling underneath, a couple steps away from the wall, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. Clearwater can't do anything with a leadoff double by Andrick Nava. And we'll head to the top half of the 6th. 2-0, Dunedin out in front. And again, today is the wrap-up game of this series against these Clearwater Threshers. Your Blue Jays travel to Lakeland for a week to continue this road trip against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And they will return home to TD Ballpark on Tuesday, August 9th to start a new series against the Tampa Tarpons. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
Put your love in hand.
My feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling.
We're back here, top half of the 6th inning. Blue Jays leading it 2-0. 7-8-9 hitters due up for the Blue Jays. Sanchez, Deschamps, and DeCastro. First pitch cut in a miss by Sanchez. 0-1. Garbrick out for his second inning worth of work. Gave up 2 runs in the top half of the 5th. That one in there for a called strike now. 0-2 to Sanchez. Sanchez 0-2 today. Pop out to short and a ground out to short. The 0-2 pitch, outside. It's likely going to be it for Cooper Benson. Going 5 innings for the first time this season. Chopper left side, that's going to be picked up by Torres. Throw across, off balance, bad throw. Torres had time, didn't set his feet, made a wild throw. And that'll put the leadoff man on for the Blue Jays. That's going to be an error. Nobody out here in the 6th inning. Now Nick Deschamps. Now move over to first with Sanchez diving back in headfirst safely. Says one out on the scoreboard, but I think they hit that a little prematurely. First pitch to Deschamps in there for a called strike, 0-1. Deschamps 0-1 was hit by a pitch, struck out swinging. One of five in his Dunedin career thus far. That one misses way up high. Evens it up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Garbrick working out of the stretch. Kicks and fires outside. They do correct that out on the scoreboard. 2-1, nobody out. The pitch. That one lifted towards left center field. Left field, rather. And now three Threshers converging on it. That ball actually down the left field line. Tough on this angle. That's into foul territory and out of play. Deschamps, 2-2 the count. Garbrick kicks and fires. That one fouled off left side. Deschamps stays alive. The 2-2. That one in there. Called strike three. Deschamps goes down looking. Raquel DeCastro, the second baseman. He's up for the third time today. Reached on a walk, struck out looking. That one popped up back and out of play. No balls, one strike. Blue Jays lead it here 2-0 here in the sixth inning. That one fouled back. No balls, two strikes, one away. Top of the order on deck. Vinny Capra. The 0-2 cut and a miss. DeCastro down on strikes.
Shortstop, Vinny Capra.
Third strikeout for Garbrick. That brings up Vinny Capra. He's 1-for-3 on the day. He doubled in the top half of the fifth. Came around and scored the first run for the Blue Jays. First pitch, he fouls off right side, up and out of play. One on, two away. Garbrick. Kicks and fires. That one sent towards right center field. Going back towards the wall is Pineda over his glove. Extra bases for Capra. They're waving around Emmanuel Sanchez. The throw to the infield is going to be cut off and no throw to home. An RBI double for Vinny Capra extends the Blue Jays lead to 3. It's 3-0 here in the sixth. So the error by Nicholas Torres does, in fact, come back to bite the Threshers. It's going to be an unearned run charged to Garbrick. The inning continues. Runner at second in scoring position. Two down now for Will Robertson. First pitch, he takes low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Garbrick kicks and fires. That one popped up left side, up and out of play. Robertson, 2-of-3 today, a triple and a single. Chance here to extend the Blue Jays' lead again. The pitch, down low. Two balls and a strike to Robertson. Vinny Capra standing at second base. Gabby Martinez on deck. The 2-1 fouled off towards the Blue Jays' dugout. Count evens up 2-2. Garbrick comes set. 2-2 pitch. That one down low. That one skipped in front. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Garbrick trying to limit the damage. Takes a second to retie his cleat. Balls, 2 strikes. Garbrick fires. That one outside. Robertson draws the walk on the full count. He's on base for the third time today. And that's going to bring up Gabby Martinez. Zeke Diaz out of the Threshers dugout again. Heading out to the mound to talk to Garbrick and Nava. Runners at first and second. Two down here. Now Gabby Martinez will be the new batter. He's 1-for-3. He's reached twice. One on a double, one on a fielder's choice. Drove in a run. Chance here to really break this game wide open. 3-0 lead for the Blue Jays. Gabby Martinez will be the batter, and Rainer Nunez will be on deck. We're back, ready to go. Martinez stepping in. Nava out in front of the plate, giving signs to his defense. And now we're ready. First pitch. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Torres. Goes to second with it, and that will end the inning. So the Blue Jays score 1 on the RBI double by Vinny Capra. And we'll head to the bottom half of the 6th inning. 3-0. Blue Jays lead it here in Clearwater.
Blue Jays fans, are you looking for a place to book a fun group outing or a corporate event? Look no further than right here at TD Ballpark. From birthday parties to fundraisers, group seating to suites, we offer a variety of ticket packages to suit your needs. For more information, email the ticket office at dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or call 727-733-9302. One more time, that's dunedin.tickets@bluejays.com or 727-733-9302, and we'll see you here at the ballpark.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be at it, hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Look at me, I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island, private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it, can't even put that shit down and ride it. Ride it. Yeah, sun shining, 24/7, clouds rolling. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the left-hander, number 33, Harry Rutkowski. His third appearance since coming off the IL. 2 innings pitched thus far, 5 runs, 3 earned, charged to him. Still in that transition period after being activated. The 0-1 count now to Nicholas Torres. That one's fouled off. 0-2 the count. Final line for Cooper Benson. It was superb. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit. No runs, no walks, 8 Ks. Best outing of the year by far for Cooper Benson. That one misses low now. 1-2. 2-2, rather. Rutkowski comes set, pitching out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. That one up high. Count runs full now. 3-2. Benson in line for the win if this lead holds for the Blue Jays. The pitch, grounder. Over to second, picked up by DeCastro. Toss it over to Nunez at first for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down. Now Eric Brito. Brito struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch, cut at and missed. Fastball, sinker rather, at 89 for Rutkowski. The 0-1. That one lifted. That's going to stay in the infield. Calling it off is Capra. Settles underneath and makes the grab. 2 up, 2 down.
Right fielder, Leandro Pineda.
Back to the top of the order. Leandro Pineda, he's up for the third time. Blue Jays pitchers at the moment facing 1 above the minimum thus far. Thanks to 4 perfect innings by Cooper Benson. before that leadoff double in the last inning by Andrick Nava. Then he got the next three batters out. First pitch to Pineda, taken for a strike, 0-1. Rutkowski kicks and fires that one low and outside. Rutkowski shakes off to Sham, now comes set. The 1-1. That one off the end of the bat. That's going to fall for a base hit into center field. Barely getting a piece of that right off the end of the bat. It flutters out there to center field for a two-out single. Second hit of the ball game for the Threshers. That brings up Kendall Simmons. 3-0 lead here in this sixth inning for Dunedin. Just the second hit of the ball game for Clearwater. Rutkowski kicks and fires. First pitch inside. The 1-0. Cut and a miss. Simmons 0-for-2 today. Ground out and a fly out. The 1-1. That one off the end of the bat, and Simmons lost his bat. Moving out of the way was the guy on deck, Marcus Lee Sang. That went all the way back into the netting. It's going to be a 1-2 count to Simmons. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first. Rutkowski kicks and fires that one up. Pineda on first base. Taking a decent-sized lead. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Simmons down on strikes. First strikeout for Rutkowski. And that ends the inning. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. 3-0 lead here. Blue Jays have the advantage.
Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce draft beer, $2 16-ounce draft beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. I mean, BOGO margs, BOGO wine, where can you beat that? And every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now.
We're back here. Top half of the seventh. First pitch to Nunez. He lines into center field. Sends that ball right back where it came from. Eighth hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. And that's going to bring up Roque Salinas. One on, nobody out. New pitcher for the Threshers is the lefty, number 22, Gabriel Yanez. He's on for the 27th time, a 2.04 ERA through 39 and two-thirds. Salinas looking to square that one up. Lay down a bunt, pulled back, took the ball 1-0. That one, a single into right field. Nunez, he's going to hold it second. Back-to-back singles, and now a bad throw. Got back to the netting. Both runners hold. Back-to-back singles to lead off the inning by Nunez and Salinas. Blue Jays right back to threatening here in this seventh inning. Final line for Alex Garbrick. Two innings pitch, five hits, three runs. Two of them earned. One walk, three Ks. Victor Mesia now. Two on, nobody out. Blue Jays trying to extend the lead. First pitch taken for a strike, top of the zone. 0-1. That one driven towards right center field. Not too deep. Underneath it is Pineda. He'll make the grab, and that'll be out number one. One away here now, Emmanuel Sanchez. He'll step in. He's 0-3. Reached on an error, came around and scored in the last inning. Third run of the ballgame for the Blue Jays. Two on, one away. Blue Jays leading it here 3-0. Top half of the seventh inning. Yanez kicks and fires. That one lifted left side. Shallow left field. Calling it off is Flores. Now sprinting. That ball didn't carry like he thought it would. Ends up making the grab. Now two down. So back-to-back singles. Now back-to-back flyouts. Nick Deschamps, the catcher, he's 0-2. He reached on a hit by pitch, struck out twice. Just five pitches in the inning for Yanez. He's already given up two singles and recorded two pop flies. That pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, and one to start off Deschamps. The pitch, caught and a miss, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, runners at first and second, two down. The 0-2 pitch. That one called strike three, and Deschamps going to ask for a challenge. So we'll wait a second. And it is changed to a ball, so a successful challenge by Nick Deschamps. He'll stay in the at-bat. Gets another chance here with a runner in scoring position. The 1-2. Caught and a miss. Deschamps down on strikes, and that will end the inning. Strikeout just a pitch later. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at BayCare Ballpark. 3-0 lead. Blue Jays in front.
on my way in North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. String band, my baby plays the guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
we're back here, bottom half of the seventh inning. Blue Jays leading it 3-0. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty, Giorgini Casimiri. First pitch, taken for a ball, 1-0. Marcus Lee Sang leading it off for Clearwater. And a cut and a miss. Evens it up 1-1. A ball and a strike. That one lifted left side up and out of play. 1-2. Now the count to Lee Sang. The line for Rutkowski. One inning pitched. One hit, no runs. One strikeout, no walks. That one ripped towards right. That's going to get down for base hit. And cutting it off is Martinez. Before it got to the wall, he's going to hold Lee Sang to a single, just the third hit of the ball game for Clearwater.
The catcher, Andre Nava.
Andre Nava, the catcher, he'll come up. He doubled into left center field. That was the first hit of the ball game for Clearwater. Casimiri making his second appearance of the year for Dunedin. One inning pitched, one hit, no runs in his first appearance. That one fouled back to the netting, 0-1 to start off Nava. ...21-year-old out of the Netherlands. Grounder, right side, that's going to get under the glove of Nunez. Now covering it first is Casimiri. Backing it up was DeCastro. Made the pickup, tossed it over to Casimiri, and the Blue Jays at least gotten out there. Would have potentially been a double play ball, but it got right under the glove of Nunez on his attempt to pick at it. So advancing into scoring position is Marcus Lee Sang. And it's a 4-1 put out for Nava. One away here. Runner on second base for Micah Yanamine. First pitch. Called a strike outside corner. 0-1. Yanamine, 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. That one in there. 0 and 2. Went 0 for 4, 4 Ks last night. So Yanamine, 0 for his last 6. Striking out all 6 times. That's a liner. That's going to be a base hit. They're going to wave around Marcus Lee saying, with the pickup is Robertson. They're going to cut it off. So Clearwater on the board here in the 7th. They get one back. An RBI single for Micah Yanamine. That's his 22nd RBI of the year. And that finally puts Clearwater on the board. Wilfredo Flores, the left fielder. First pitch to him. Inside for ball 1-0. And now technically makes Wilfredo Flores the potential game-tying run. The 1-0. Grounder, that's going to be up, caught by Casamiri. Over to second for the force. And that's all they'll get. 1-6 on the putout. Nice leaping effort to get to that one.
Second baseman, Jamari Baylor.
That one hits straight onto the ground by Flores. Casamiri leapt up, picked it up, tossed it over to second for the Forest. That's 2 down now. Runner stays at first base. But now occupying first base is Flores on the fielder's choice. First pitch outside. 1-0 to start off Jamari Baylor. Baylor 0 for 2. Strikeout and a flyout. That one ripped towards left field. That's going to be down for a base hit and all the way to the wall. Potential extra bases. It will be extra bases for Baylor. They're going to wave the runner around third, and the throw is going to be not in time. An RBI double by Jamari Baylor. That brings the Threshers to within one. And Baylor now on second base in scoring position. And it'll be Nicholas Torres coming up. So the Threshers finally showing signs of life here in this 7th inning. Tying run in scoring position for Clearwater. First pitch, fouled off the end of the bat right side. Oh, and one to Torres. Torres is grounded out twice, 0 for 2 on the day. Chance here for Clearwater to tie the game with that runner in scoring position. 3-2, now the score, bottom half of the 7th inning. Casamiri, out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one in the dirt, and now moving over to third is Flores and, excuse me, Baylor, and he's there in time. Deschamps was able to block it. But Baylor gets to third before the throw. The count's going to be 1-1. It's going to be a wild pitch by Casamiri. Tying run now 90 feet away. The 1-1. That one in the dirt blocked. Really good block by Deschamps. That was right off the top of the shoulder, and he kept it in front of him. Two and one. The Blue Jays have a lefty warming up. believe it's Sonny Martinez. That one in there evens it up 2-2. Two pitch up high. Count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Tying run on third base for Clearwater. Casimiri kicks and fires. That one fouled off right side. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Casimiri comes set. Kicks and fires. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked up by Capra. Throw across the infield in time. And that will end the inning. Clearwater leaves the tying run on third. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's now a one-run game. Blue Jays lead at 3-2. We'll be back here for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. New pitcher for the Threshers is the righty, number 51, Alex McKenney. He's on for the eighth time, a 3.72 ERA through 9 2/3. Riquelme DeCastro leading it off, takes that first pitch high and inside. 1-0. Clearwater scoring two in the bottom half of the seventh, leaving the tying run on third. Casimiri able to get out of it with a lead. Giving up the two runs. 1-1 as that one's fouled back. DeCastro 0-2, two strikeouts today with a walk drawn. That one sent towards left field. That gets up over the glove of Eric Brito. And that's going to be a base hit for DeCastro, his first of the day.
The shortstop, Vinny Capra.
Top of the order now back up. Vinny Capra still out. His fifth time to the plate. He's 2-for-4, two doubles, both of them coming in his last two at-bats. A run scored and an RBI. First pitch in there for called strike. Fastball coming in at 90. The 0-1 outside. One ball, one strike. The pitch, in there. Capper down one and two. Leadoff man on to Castro over there at first base. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back and down. Able to stay alive just barely. Count stays one and two. Time called as the umpire is calling for a clock reset. And we're ready to go. Capper back in. The 1-2. That one ripped. Liner cut by Torres. Hard hit ball, but right to Torres. That'll be out number one. That brings up Will Robertson. 2-for-3. Single and a triple and a walk drawn. He's reached base 3 of 4 times. First pitch, up and out. Gabby Martinez on deck. The 1-0. Fouled back. Blue Jays leading this game 3-2 here in the eighth. 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Threshers, 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. Move over to first with the catcher back in safely. Kenny comes set. The 1-1. That one low and inside. Two balls and a strike. That one ripped towards right field. Going back towards the wall is Pineda. That's off the top of the wall. Extra bases again. No, turning now back towards first. They've got Robertson in a pickle. Over to second, and he's out at second base. And now safe with a throw towards home. DeCastro smartly took off from third. Only the second out of the inning, the Threshers infield was too preoccupied with Robertson, and he held up long enough to let DeCastro get in to home. So the Blue Jays back up by 2, a misplay by the Threshers infield. They get the out of Robertson, but the run comes in. First pitch to Martinez, fouled back. 0-1 to him. 2 down here in the 8th inning, now a 2-run advantage again for the Blue Jays. That one popped up, skied in the infield. Torres underneath, he uses the glove to cover his eyes. And he makes the grab for out number 3. But the Blue Jays push across 1 run. They extend their lead back out to 2, 4-2 here as we head to the bottom half of the 8th inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back.
Blue Jays fans, make sure to get your hands on some new Blue Jays gear for the season. Check out our Jays shop, either in person or online. We have a great selection from hats to jerseys to memorabilia. The shop is open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on game days, and if you can't make it in person, visit our website at DunedinBlueJays.com for all of your Blue Jays merchandise needs.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we knows where this road is supposed to lead. We got nothing but time, as long as you're right here next to me.
talk, show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride.
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays leading now 4-2. So Andy Martinez, the lefty out of the pen, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Chopper up the middle, backhanded by DeCastro, throws in time. One pitch, one out to get Brito.
Right fielder, Leandro Pineda.
Martinez takes over for Casemiro. Final line for Casemiro, one inning pitched. Three hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, no Ks. Martinez now on for the 21st time this year. 4.08 ERA through 28 and two-thirds. First pitch fouled back by Leandro Pineda, the right fielder, 0-1. Time call to the plate, granted to Pineda. That one ripped towards right. That's going to fall for base hit. Again, cutting it off before it can get to the wall is Martinez. Taking a wide turnaround first is Pineda, but he'll stop at first. Second hit of the game for Pineda. That'll make it one on, one out for Kendall Simmons. Soani had a fantastic month of June, making 8 appearances, 12 innings pitched, pitching to a 1.50 ERA. July has been a little bit less kind to him. 6 innings pitched this month, pitching to a 6.00 ERA. Only 4 appearances in the month of July, now his 5th. That pitch down low. Now a 2-0 count to Simmons. He's faced Clearwater twice this month. First one coming on July 7th in Dunedin. Pitched 3 innings, gave up 2 runs, both earned. And he pitched on Friday night. Here he gave up no runs, no hits, 2/3 of an inning. 2-1 now the count to Simmons. Sinker slider guy, the lefty kicks and fires. That one outside. Lefty righty matchup. And now move over to first with Pineda back in time. Clearwater, a pretty aggressive team on the base paths. But Pineda, just 4 of 6 on the year on stolen base attempts. We'll see if they want to get him going. Grounder left side, that's foul. Count is full now, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1-on, 1-out. Simmons 0-for-3. Martinez kicks and fires. Grounder left side, potential double play. Over to second for one and first. In time, an inning ending 6-4-3 double play. That'll take us to the top half of the ninth. It's still 4-2. Blue Jays leading here at BayCare Ballpark.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no.
time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here, top half of the ninth inning. Blue Jays leading it 4-2. Last chance for the Blue Jays to add an insurance run or two. Rainer Nunez will lead it off. First pitch ripped towards left center field. That's going to get down, and that's going to get cut off before the wall. Now heading towards second is Nunez. He's going to slide in safely with a leadoff double. Marcus Lee Seng was able to get to it before it got to the wall, but it doesn't prevent extra bases for Rainer Nunez. Immediately putting himself into scoring position. Now Roque Salinas will be the batter. Nunez has reached base safely all five times to the plate. A walk, a fielder's choice, two singles, and now a double. He's had a tough month of July, but this is a really good start for August as we start our August in 2 days in Lakeland. Really good sign moving towards next month. First pitch to Salinas, 0-1. Salinas 2-for-4 today, back-to-back singles in his last two at-bats. That one misses low and outside. New pitcher for the Threshers, Rodolfo Sanchez, the righty, on for the 30th time this year, 39 1/3 innings pitched, a 2.75 ERA. The 1-1 fouled back into the netting. 1-2. Now to Salinas. One ball, two strikes, a runner in scoring position, a couple chances to bring him home. The pitch, in on the hands, popped up towards shallow center. That's going to fall for a base hit. They're going to hold Nunez at third. Nunez wasn't 100% sure that it wouldn't hold up long enough to be caught, so he stayed close to second. But a third single of the day for Roque Salinas. Now runners on the corners. Nobody out here in this ninth inning. Victor Mesia, he's 0-for-4. Nobody out, runners at first and third. Sanchez kicks and fires, first pitch in there. Slider coming in at 84. Caught the top of the zone, 0-1 to start off Mesia. that one outside. Grounder left side. I don't know if it's going to be a double play. They're over to second for one, and beating it out is Messia. They get the force at second. The run comes in to score. Blue Jays now lead 5-2. Messia on with a fielder's choice, and he gets the RBI. Fifth run batted in for Victor Messia. Three of them coming in this month of July. He spent a little bit of time down in the complex. And prior to today, since coming back to Dunedin, he was 4 of 9. First pitch to Emmanuel Sanchez, taken up high. That one in there evens it up 1-1. Five to two ball game. Another 3-run lead for the Blue Jays. That one down low, 2-1 to Sanchez. Sanchez 0-for-4. He did reach and score after an error by Nicholas Torres. The 2-1. That one sent towards center field. Will it hold up? It will drop for a base hit. Third hit of the inning for the Blue Jays. And Sanchez, only out he's recorded, was on the fielder's choice. Runners at first and second. Still only one out for Nick Deschamps. He's 0-for-3. 3 Ks did reach in his first at-bat on hit-by-pitch. First pitch to him outside for a ball 1-0. The 1-0, that one lifted towards right field. Steadying underneath is Pineda. Doesn't have to move far, makes the grab. That's out number 2. Two down now to Castro. Might be the last chance for the Blue Jays here in this inning to add another run. Top of the order is going to be on deck. And it is Vinny Capra out on the on-deck circle. First pitch fouled off over Capra's head. Into the netting. 0-1. DeCastro. He's 1-for-3 today. A single and a run scored. That one fouled off right side as well. Up and out of play. 0-2. Two on, two out here in the top half of the ninth. Castro digs in. Sanchez comes set. The 0-2. That one lined up the middle. That's going to be in for a base hit. They're going to wave around Sanchez, and he's in to score. Messia in to score. And Sanchez a throw to third, and he's out. The run does come in to score. The Blue Jays make it 6-2. A 4-run advantage as we head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays 3 outs away from sweeping the Threshers. And we'll be back for the bottom half of the ninth after this little break.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I have all gone on to. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Usually I put something on TV, so we never think. Today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But
sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happy or not.
We're back here, bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays leading by four. First pitch by Soenny Martinez out for the ninth inning. In there for a called strike. Yoan, that one in there. Now 0-2. Marcus Lee Sang, Andrick Nava, and Micah Yonamine. The three threshers due up. The 0-2. That one in on the hands, popped up left side. That's going to get up and out of play. And a cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. A nice slider by Soenny. Got Lee Sang to chase after it. One up, one down. First pitch, taken down low. 1-0 to start off Andrick Nava. That one in there. The 1-1, ripped towards left. That could be trouble. Robertson turns, and that is gone. A solo shot for Andrick Nava. That gets Clearwater a little bit closer. Now 6-3 here in the ninth. Nava with his fourth home run of the year. Clearwater still trailing by three. That brings up Yonamine. First pitch to Yonamine in there for a called strike. 0-1. Still a save situation for Soenny. Enter the game with a two-run lead. That one misses outside. 1-1. Needs two outs. The 1-1. That one sent towards left center field. Driven a long way. Going back at Salinas, and that is going to be off the wall. Bounces over to his right. Salinas has to run for it. Extra bases for Yonamine. He's going to be into third with a stand-up triple. Clearwater now with a little bit of life. Runner on third, one out. Out to talk to Martinez is Nick Deschamps. Wilfredo Flores will be the batter. Yonamine with his second hit of the game. Now Flores. He's 0-3, but he did reach on a fielder's choice and come around and score. First pitch, missed four ball, 1-0. Martinez kicks and fires that one in there. The 1-1, and did they call balk? They called a balk on Soeni Martinez. I didn't see anything that would warrant a balk. But that brings in the run. That makes it 6-4 here in the ninth. Not sure if Garrett Griffin ruled that he didn't come fully set. If he did, I didn't notice it, but 1-1 the count. Takes away the runner on third. Grounder left side, picked up by Sanchez. Throw across the infield is in time for out number two. Blue Jays one out away now. Jamari Baylor. He's 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. He was the potential tying run back in the seventh inning. That was stranded by Casemiri, keeping that lead intact. First pitch misses, 1-0. That one in there and asking for a challenge is Jamari Baylor. And it is taken for a ball now. So 2-0 will be the count. That one in there. Two balls and one strike. Caught and a miss. 2-2 count. The Blue Jays one strike away. So Soeni Martinez trying to finish this game off. Out of the windup. Martinez, the lefty, kicks and fires. That one misses just inside. Count runs full. We'll try it again. The 3-2 pitch. And that one lifted towards center. Coming into Salinas. He's sprinting in. That's going to fall in front of him. A bloop single for Jamari Baylor keeps the game going. And now Nick Torres, the third baseman, he'll come up. He represents the potential tying run. One on, two away. Last two games have both been nail biters here in the ninth. First pitch misses outside 1-0. The Blue Jays trying to complete the six-game sweep of Clearwater. Clearwater trying their best to not get swept here at home. That one outside. Nobody warming up right now for the Blue Jays. And as I say that now, I believe that's Julian Valdez who's up and throwing. The 2-0, that one in there. Two balls and a strike. Blue Jays trying to get to five games over 500 in this second half. That one low and inside. 3-1. Tying run at the plate. Two outs here, bottom half of the ninth. Clearwater's already scored two. The 3-1 pitch. Caught and a miss. 3-2. That would have been ball four. But Torres way out in front, way over top of that slider. Three balls, two strikes. Martinez, the pitch. That one fouled off. Just getting a piece of it was Torres. Jamari Baylor is off of the pitch with it being 3-2-2 outs. We'll have a 3-2 count again. Martinez. The 3-2. That one sent towards center field. Salinas coming in, settles underneath, and he makes the grab. That will do it. The Blue Jays hold off the Threshers. They'll take the game and improve to 17-12 in the second half. The Threshers fall to 9-21. And it's a 6-game sweep for the Blue Jays. Their first series sweep of the year. They take the season series over Clearwater 14-10. Your Blue Jays score 6 runs on 15 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Threshers scored 4 runs on 9 hits. They committed 1 error. The win goes to Cooper Benson, his first of the year. The loss goes to Gunnar Mayer, and the save to Soenny Martinez. It's been a great couple games here on the road with the team. Blue Jays finish off a sweep, winners of their last 6. The team's got the day off tomorrow before heading to Lakeland on Tuesday to take on the Flying Tigers to start off a 6-game series. We'll be back home on Tuesday, August 9th to start a 2-week homestand, starting off against the Tampa Tarpons. Thank you again for tuning in today. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 6-4 in a nail biter. We'll see you on August 9th for sure. Thank you again for tuning in.
Season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city where.
You know you can call me if you need someone. pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, you know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold.